Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Curaçao Episode 4, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 13, Political and Social Tensions in a Changing World. As Curaçao continues to navigate the 21st century, it faces a complex and evolving political landscape. Though it achieved autonomy in 2010, the island remains deeply connected to the Netherlands, sparking ongoing debates about independence, governance, and national identity. At the same time, social tensions, rooted in economic inequality, corruption, migration, and racial disparities, have intensified, revealing fractures in Curaçao's political system and society. The island is at a crossroads. Should it push for full independence, or is Dutch oversight necessary for stability? How can it combat corruption and political mismanagement, which have hindered progress? What role should Curaçao's people play in shaping its future, amid rising frustrations with inequality and governance? As the world changes, so too must Curaçao, but the path forward is anything but clear. The autonomy debate, a nation divided. In 2010, Curaçao became an autonomous country within the Kingdom of the Netherlands, a historic milestone that gave it control over its own government. But autonomy did not mean complete independence. The Dutch government still oversees defense, foreign affairs, and financial regulations. For some Curaçaoans, this semi-independent status is the best of both worlds. The island governs itself, making decisions about education, healthcare, and economic policy. The Netherlands provides financial support, helping Curaçao avoid economic collapse. Dutch oversight ensures political accountability, preventing corruption from spiraling out of control. But for others, autonomy is an illusion. They argue that Curaçao is still economically dependent on the Netherlands. Dutch financial control means Curaçao cannot freely borrow money, limiting its ability to invest in social programs. The presence of Dutch administrators in Curaçaoan affairs feels like a continuation of colonial rule. The debate is far from settled. Should Curaçao remain under Dutch oversight, or should it take the final step toward full independence? The push for independence, a growing movement. Several political leaders and activists have called for full independence, arguing that Curaçao deserves full sovereignty to make its own decisions without Dutch interference. Should not rely on Dutch aid, which comes with economic restrictions and political oversight. Must develop a stronger national identity, free from colonial influence. However, others fear that independence could lead to economic disaster, pointing to countries like Suriname, which struggled after leaving the Dutch kingdom in 1975. Curaçao's economy is fragile, and losing Dutch support could mean increased poverty and unemployment, as Curaçao's economy is not yet self-sufficient. A rise in political corruption, without Dutch oversight to ensure accountability. A decline in international investment, as many companies operate in Curaçao because of its Dutch ties. For now, Curaçao remains in limbo, semi-independent, yet still tethered to the Netherlands. Whether it moves toward full sovereignty or closer ties with the Dutch will depend on the political will of its people and leaders. Corruption and political instability. A system in crisis? One of Curaçao's biggest challenges is political corruption and instability. Since gaining autonomy in 2010, Curaçao has seen frequent changes in leadership, with multiple politicians accused of corruption, bribery, and mismanagement. Major political scandals. In 2013, former Prime Minister Gerrit Schott was arrested for corruption and money laundering linked to international criminal networks. Political infighting has paralyzed governance, with coalition governments frequently collapsing due to disputes between parties. Allegations of vote buying, financial fraud, and abuse of power have led to growing public distrust in politicians. The assassination of Helmin Wiels, 2013, a political shockwave. Perhaps the most shocking event in Curaçao's political history was the assassination of Helmin Wiels, a charismatic politician who was a strong advocate for independence and anti-corruption reforms. Wiels was shot and killed in broad daylight in May 2013, sending shockwaves through the island. His murder was linked to organized crime, raising questions about the depth of corruption in Curaçao politics. Many Curaçaoans saw his death as a warning to others who challenged the status quo. The murder of a political leader in a relatively peaceful island exposed the dark underbelly of Curaçao politics, increasing public frustration with crime, corruption, and the influence of powerful elites. Economic inequality and social tensions. While Curaçao has made economic progress, inequality remains a major issue. 1. The wealth gap. Who benefits from the economy? Tourism and finance have grown, but many Curaçaoans struggle with low wages and limited job opportunities. Wealth is concentrated in the hands of business elites and foreign investors, while working-class Curaçaoans struggle to make ends meet. Many young professionals leave for the Netherlands, searching for better jobs and education. 2. Unemployment and crime, a dangerous cycle. Youth unemployment is high, leading to rising crime rates and social unrest. Drug trafficking and gang violence have increased, especially in low-income areas. Many fear that Curaçao is becoming a hotspot for organized crime, with gangs taking advantage of poverty and government corruption. Without serious investment in job creation, education, and social programs, Curaçao risks deepening social divisions and increasing discontent among its people. Immigration and identity. A changing population. Curaçao's demographics are shifting, leading to debates about national identity and immigration policies. The Venezuelan migration crisis. The economic collapse in Venezuela has led to thousands of Venezuelan refugees seeking safety in Curaçao. While some Curaçaoans sympathize with their struggle, others feel resentful, believing Venezuelans compete for jobs and social services. The government has been criticized for its treatment of refugees, with reports of poor conditions in detention centers. Curaçao's multiculturalism, strength or challenge? Curaçao has always been a diverse society, with African, Dutch, Jewish, and Latin American influences. Some worry that immigration is changing the island's cultural identity, while others see it as a continuation of Curaçao's history as a melting pot. The question remains, how can Curaçao balance immigration with protecting its national interests? The future of Curaçao, a nation at a crossroads. Curaçao stands at a pivotal moment in its history. The choices made in the coming years will shape its path for generations. Key questions for the future. Should Curaçao pursue full independence, or does remaining part of the Dutch kingdom offer security? How can it combat political corruption and restore trust in government? What steps can be taken to close the wealth gap and reduce social tensions? How should Curaçao handle immigration while maintaining its national identity? One thing is certain. The people of Curaçao will not accept being silenced. The political and social movements of the past prove that Curaçaoans are willing to fight for their future. The world is watching. Which direction will Curaçao take? Chapter 14. The Road to the Future: Challenges and Opportunities for Curaçao. As Curaçao moves deeper into the 21st century, it stands at a crossroads, facing both great opportunities and pressing challenges. From economic shifts and environmental concerns to political tensions and social struggles, the decisions made in the coming years will define the island's future for generations to come. Though Curaçao has overcome colonial rule, economic collapses, and social upheavals, the battle for true prosperity, self-determination, and stability is far from over. Will Curaçao become a fully independent nation? Will it achieve economic self-sufficiency? Can it preserve its identity while embracing globalization? The answers to these questions remain uncertain, but one thing is clear. The future of Curaçao will be shaped by its people, their resilience, and their vision for a better tomorrow. 1. Economic diversification, moving beyond oil and tourism. Curaçao's economy has long been dependent on a few key industries, primarily oil refining, offshore finance, and tourism. But as global markets shift, it is becoming increasingly clear that Curaçao must diversify to remain competitive. The decline of the oil industry. The Isla refinery, once one of the largest in the Caribbean, has faced decades of decline, leading to job losses and economic uncertainty. Environmental concerns have led to calls for cleaner energy alternatives, raising questions about the refinery's future. The government has explored renewable energy options, such as solar, wind, and hydrogen power, but progress has been slow. Tourism, can it be more sustainable? Curaçao's tourism sector has grown steadily, but mass tourism brings risks, including environmental damage and economic dependence on seasonal visitors. The government is now focusing on ecotourism and cultural tourism, promoting Curaçao's history, local traditions, and environmental conservation. Efforts are being made to empower local businesses in the tourism sector so that profits stay within the community, rather than going to foreign-owned resorts. Technology and innovation, the future of Curaçao's economy? Curaçao has the potential to develop into a tech hub, attracting startups, fintech companies, and digital entrepreneurs. Investments in education, digital infrastructure, and high-tech industries could help reduce youth unemployment and encourage local innovation. The government is exploring partnerships with international companies to bring more investment into Curaçao's growing tech and e-commerce sectors. The challenge remains: how can Curaçao transition into a future-ready economy while ensuring that its local population benefits from these changes? 2. Political stability and the road to independence. The debate over Curaçao's political future is one of the most divisive issues on the island today. While some advocate for full independence, others believe that remaining within the Kingdom of the Netherlands provides economic security. Arguments for full independence. Political sovereignty. Curaçaoans would have full control over their own government without Dutch interference. Economic freedom. The island could develop its own financial policies without restrictions from the Dutch government. Cultural and national identity. Some believe that remaining part of the Netherlands limits Curaçao's ability to fully embrace its own identity. Arguments against independence. Economic instability. Curaçao relies on Dutch financial aid and trade agreements, which could disappear with full independence. Government corruption concerns. Some fear that without Dutch oversight, corruption and mismanagement could worsen, leading to economic collapse. Security and defense. The Netherlands provides military and security support, which Curaçao would have to replace on its own if fully independent. For now, Curaçao remains in a compromised position, autonomous but not fully independent. The question is, will the push for independence grow stronger, or will Curaçao choose stability over sovereignty? 3. Social issues, bridging the gaps in equality and opportunity. Despite economic growth, inequality remains a major issue in Curaçao. Poverty and unemployment. The cost of living continues to rise, making it difficult for working-class Curaçaoans to afford housing and basic necessities. Many young people struggle to find stable, well-paying jobs, leading to high youth unemployment rates. The government has introduced job training and entrepreneurship programs, but long-term solutions are still needed. Crime and social instability. Curaçao has seen an increase in crime rates, particularly gang-related violence and drug trafficking. The rise in crime is linked to poverty, lack of job opportunities, and corruption within law enforcement. Addressing crime will require more than just policing. It will need investments in education, community programs, and social development initiatives. Education and youth empowerment. Curaçao's education system faces challenges, including underfunded schools, outdated curricula, and a lack of resources for students. Many young Curaçaoans leave for the Netherlands to pursue higher education, but not all return, leading to a brain drain. Expanding vocational training, scholarships, and entrepreneurship programs could help retain talent and create new opportunities for young people. For Curaçao to achieve true progress, it must address the deep social inequalities that prevent many of its citizens from benefiting from economic growth. 4. Environmental sustainability, protecting Curaçao's natural beauty. Curaçao's ecosystem is one of its greatest assets, but it is also under increasing threat from climate change, pollution, and overdevelopment. Climate change and rising sea levels. As a small island nation, Curaçao is vulnerable to rising sea levels and extreme weather patterns. Coral reefs, a major tourist attraction and key part of the marine ecosystem, are at risk due to warming ocean temperatures and pollution. Protecting Curaçao's coastline and investing in climate resilience projects will be essential for long-term sustainability. Balancing development with conservation. The push for economic growth has led to increased construction and urban expansion, often at the expense of natural habitats. Government policies need to ensure that new development projects prioritize environmental sustainability, using eco-friendly infrastructure and green technology. Local organizations are advocating for stronger environmental protections, but enforcement remains inconsistent. Curaçao must decide, will it prioritize short-term economic gain or long-term environmental preservation? The future of Curaçao, what lies ahead? Curaçao's future is full of possibilities, but also fraught with uncertainty. The choices made in the coming years will shape the island's destiny. Key questions for the future. Will Curaçao achieve true economic independence, or will it continue relying on Dutch financial support? Can the government address political corruption and restore public trust? How will the island tackle poverty, unemployment, and crime to create a more just society? Will Curaçao embrace sustainable development, or will environmental concerns take a back seat to economic growth? While the road ahead is challenging, one thing remains clear. Curaçao is a resilient nation with a strong culture, a determined people, and the potential to carve out a future of its own making. Chapter 15. The Future of the Caribbean. Where does Curaçao fit in? As the Caribbean enters a new era, shaped by globalization, climate change, economic shifts, and evolving geopolitical alliances, Curaçao finds itself at a pivotal moment. No longer just a strategic outpost or a colonial remnant, the island must now redefine its role in the modern Caribbean landscape. Curaçao is uniquely positioned, culturally diverse, economically ambitious, and politically semi-independent, but it must navigate complex regional and global challenges. How will Curaçao maintain its identity while integrating into the global economy? Can it lead in Caribbean sustainability efforts? Will it align more closely with Latin America, Europe, or its Caribbean neighbors? The island's future will not only be shaped by internal decisions, but also by its relationship with the rest of the Caribbean and the world. This chapter explores Curaçao's place in the evolving Caribbean, examining its role in regional politics, economic partnerships, environmental leadership, and cultural influence. 1. Curaçao and the Caribbean Community, a stronger regional alliance? Historically, Curaçao's connection to the wider Caribbean region has been complex. As part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands, it has often been seen as more European than Caribbean, creating a sense of detachment from neighboring nations. However, in recent years, Curaçao has been strengthening its ties with the Caribbean, recognizing that regional cooperation is key to economic growth, security, and sustainability. Curaçao and CARICOM, the push for greater integration. CARICOM, Caribbean Community, is the leading political and economic alliance of the Caribbean, including nations like Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and Guyana. Curaçao is not yet a full member, but there have been discussions about deeper collaboration in trade, education, and climate initiatives. Becoming more integrated with CARICOM could help Curaçao expand its markets, strengthen regional diplomatic ties, and gain access to Caribbean development programs. Balancing Dutch influence with Caribbean identity. While Curaçao's Dutch connection provides financial stability, it sometimes creates distance between the island and its Caribbean neighbors. Many Curaçaoans identify more with their Caribbean and Latin American roots than with the Netherlands. The challenge is, how can Curaçao maintain its Dutch economic ties while embracing its Caribbean identity? As the Caribbean seeks stronger regional unity, Curaçao must decide. Will it fully embrace its place within the Caribbean community, or will it continue operating as a semi-autonomous outlier? 2. Curaçao's role in Latin America, strengthening economic and political ties. Geographically, Curaçao is closer to Venezuela and Colombia than to most Caribbean islands. For centuries, trade, migration, and cultural exchange with Latin America have shaped Curaçao's economy and identity. The Venezuela factor, a complicated relationship. Curaçao and Venezuela have a deep but often tense relationship. For decades, Curaçao depended on Venezuelan oil imports, and Venezuela relied on Curaçao's refinery for refining crude oil. However, the economic collapse and political instability in Venezuela have led to a refugee crisis, with thousands of Venezuelans fleeing to Curaçao. Strained diplomatic relations, as Curaçao struggles to balance humanitarian concerns with national security. The decline of oil trade, forcing Curaçao to rethink its energy partnerships. New partnerships with Colombia and Brazil. As Venezuela's influence declines, Curaçao has strengthened ties with Colombia, its second largest trade partner. Discussions are underway for greater cooperation in tourism, agriculture, and technology with Colombia and Brazil. Latin America's growing economies present major opportunities for Curaçao to diversify its trade and investments. Curaçao must decide. Will it continue relying on European economic support, or will it look more toward Latin America for its future? 3. The fight against climate change. Can Curaçao lead in Caribbean sustainability? The Caribbean is on the front lines of climate change, facing rising sea levels, stronger hurricanes, and environmental degradation. While Curaçao is outside the hurricane belt, it is not immune to climate risks, rising sea levels, and coastal erosion. Curaçao's beaches and coral reefs are threatened by warming ocean temperatures and rising sea levels. Without intervention, some coastal areas could disappear within decades. The shift to renewable energy. Curaçao is exploring solar, wind, and green hydrogen as alternatives to fossil fuels. Several wind farms have been built, and more renewable energy projects are planned. The challenge: how can Curaçao accelerate the transition to a sustainable energy system while ensuring economic stability? Sustainable tourism and marine conservation. Ecotourism is on the rise, with more visitors looking for sustainable travel experiences. Curaçao has begun implementing marine protected areas, but enforcement remains weak. Investing in coral reef restoration and eco-friendly tourism could position Curaçao as a leader in Caribbean environmental conservation. With proper leadership, Curaçao could set the standard for sustainability in the Caribbean, proving that economic growth and environmental responsibility can go hand in hand. 4. Economic transformation, a future beyond oil and tourism. The digital economy, a new growth industry? Curaçao has the potential to become a digital hub, attracting fintech startups, cryptocurrency companies, and remote workers. Investments in high-speed internet and e-commerce infrastructure could allow Curaçaoans to compete in the global digital economy. Expanding trade and investment. Curaçao must diversify its economy, building stronger regional trade agreements with the Caribbean, Latin America, and Europe. Encouraging local entrepreneurship and small business development is crucial for long-term economic independence. Curaçao has the opportunity to position itself as a modern, tech-driven economy, but it must invest in education, innovation, and business development to make this vision a reality. 5. The people's role in shaping Curaçao's future. At the heart of Curaçao's future are its people. The younger generation, especially, is critical to shaping the next chapter of the island's history. The role of young Curaçaoans. Many young Curaçaoans leave for the Netherlands in search of education and jobs. To build a strong future, Curaçao must create incentives for its youth to stay and invest in the island. Expanding education, entrepreneurship, and innovation programs will ensure that the next generation has opportunities at home. A call for political reform. Curaçaoans are demanding more accountability from their leaders. There is growing frustration over political corruption, inefficiency, and economic inequality. A push for stronger democratic institutions and community-led initiatives could redefine how Curaçao is governed in the future. The future of Curaçao will be decided by its people, and whether they choose to fight for a better, more inclusive, and sustainable society. Conclusion: a nation on the edge of change. Curaçao stands at a defining moment in its history. It must choose between dependence and independence, between economic tradition and innovation, between short-term gains and long-term sustainability. The island's future is not predetermined. It will be shaped by the decisions made today. Chapter 16. Curaçao's next chapter. A vision for the future. Curaçao has stood at the crossroads of history, trade, and culture for centuries. From the arrival of the Arawaks and the colonial grip of the Dutch to the struggles for autonomy and economic transformation, the island has proven time and again that it is resilient, adaptive, and capable of reinvention. Now, as the 21st century progresses, Curaçao must answer its most critical question yet. What kind of future does it want to create? This is no longer just a question of political status or economic growth. It is about self-determination, sustainability, innovation, and preserving Curaçao's identity in a rapidly changing world. This final chapter looks ahead at the choices and opportunities that will define Curaçao's next era. From economic policies and technological advancements to governance, environmental sustainability, and social transformation. The future is not written yet, but the actions taken today will shape what Curaçao becomes tomorrow. 1. Full independence or strengthened autonomy. The future of governance. Curaçao's political status remains one of the most debated topics on the island. While the island gained autonomy in 2010, it remains tied to the Netherlands through defense, foreign affairs, and financial oversight. The case for full independence. Some Curaçaoans argue that the island must take the final step toward full sovereignty, just as countries like Jamaica, Barbados, and Suriname have done. Greater control. Full independence would allow Curaçao to control its own financial policies, international trade, and diplomatic decisions without Dutch interference. Cultural identity. Many believe Curaçao should fully embrace its Caribbean and Latin American identity rather than remaining a Dutch territory in the Caribbean. A new national vision. Independence would force Curaçao to build its own institutions, create long-term strategies for growth, and strengthen its national identity. The case for remaining under the Dutch kingdom. Others argue that autonomy within the Kingdom of the Netherlands is the best of both worlds. Economic stability. The Netherlands provides financial aid, trade agreements, and economic oversight that protect Curaçao from potential economic collapse. Security and international relations. As part of the Dutch kingdom, Curaçao benefits from defense protection, international alliances, and access to Dutch passports. Avoiding political instability. Independence could lead to political corruption and mismanagement, a fate that many small nations have faced after breaking away from their colonial rulers. The middle path, strengthened autonomy. A third option is to renegotiate the terms of autonomy, allowing Curaçao to gain more financial independence while still maintaining economic support from the Netherlands. Take greater control over domestic affairs while still benefiting from Dutch trade agreements. Strengthen ties with Caribbean and Latin American neighbors, expanding beyond Dutch influence. The decision will not be easy, but whatever path Curaçao takes, it must be driven by the will of its people, not external pressures. 2. Economic innovation. What will drive Curaçao's future growth? Curaçao's economic survival depends on innovation. The island cannot rely forever on tourism and oil refining, especially as global energy markets change and environmental concerns grow. Diversifying beyond tourism and oil. Curaçao has the potential to lead in several emerging industries. Renewable energy. Investing in solar, wind, and hydrogen power could create thousands of jobs and reduce reliance on imported fossil fuels. Technology and fintech. Developing a strong digital economy could attract tech startups, cryptocurrency firms, and blockchain businesses to Curaçao. International trade and logistics. Curaçao's strategic location near South America makes it a perfect hub for shipping, international business, and trade. Building a stronger local economy. Curaçao must also ensure that economic growth benefits its people by encouraging local entrepreneurship to reduce dependence on foreign investors. Creating job training programs to prepare Curaçaoans for high-paying tech, finance, and renewable energy jobs. Strengthening economic partnerships with Caribbean and Latin American nations to reduce reliance on European trade. The goal is clear. Curaçao must build an economy that is sustainable, innovative, and inclusive. 3. Social change. Closing the gap between the wealthy and the poor. Despite economic progress, inequality remains one of the biggest challenges in Curaçao. The wealth divide. While the island's business and political elites continue to prosper, many Curaçaoans struggle with low wages, rising living costs, and lack of opportunities. Unemployment remains high, especially among young people, leading to brain drain as many leave for the Netherlands. Education and youth empowerment. Investing in higher education, vocational training, and entrepreneurship programs will empower Curaçao's youth to build a future on the island. Encouraging business ownership and innovation among young Curaçaoans will help create new industries that keep talent at home. Crime and social instability. Poverty and lack of opportunities have contributed to rising crime rates, especially among young men in marginalized communities. Investing in community programs, education, and job creation will be essential to reducing crime and building a stronger society. For Curaçao to truly move forward, it must ensure that prosperity is shared across all communities. 4. Environmental responsibility, a sustainable future for Curaçao. Curaçao's natural beauty is one of its greatest assets, but it is also under threat from overdevelopment, climate change, and pollution. Key environmental challenges. Coastal erosion and rising sea levels threaten Curaçao's beaches and marine ecosystems. The Isla refinery has caused decades of air and water pollution, leading to health concerns and environmental degradation. Tourism growth must be managed responsibly to prevent damage to Curaçao's coral reefs and natural habitats. A green future, what can be done? Investing in renewable energy to reduce dependence on fossil fuels. Expanding marine conservation efforts to protect Curaçao's coral reefs and ocean life. Implementing eco-friendly tourism policies that balance economic growth with sustainability. If Curaçao takes bold action now, it can become a leader in Caribbean environmental conservation, ensuring a sustainable and prosperous future for the next generations. Conclusion: a nation on the rise. Curaçao's past has been defined by resilience, struggle, and transformation. Now its future is in the hands of its people. The choices made today will shape what Curaçao becomes in the next 50 years. Will it push for full independence or strengthen its autonomy within the Dutch kingdom? Can it build a modern economy based on innovation, technology, and sustainability? How will it ensure social progress, reducing inequality and empowering its people? Can it protect its natural environment while continuing to grow? One thing is certain: Curaçao's next chapter is not just about politics or economics. It is about the people, their vision, and their determination to create a better future. The world is watching. The future is unwritten. Now it is up to Curaçao to decide what happens next.